in honor of Matthew, the tax collector who became the writer of the first gospel and the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must be careful not to just anoint in the name of Christ every sinful act that people do, claiming that Christ loves sinners. We don't honor Matthew, we don't honor Christ, we don't honor any Christians when we do that. When Christ called Matthew, he said, "Follow me." He didn't say to Matthew, "You know, you're despised by these righteous Pharisees and Jews, but I want you to know that I love you and that I really have my strong words for those Pharisees and for other pious Jews. But Matthew, you're fine. You're okay. Just continue on in your life. And don't let those righteous leaders of the Jews bother you with calling you to repent." Jesus didn't say that. He came to Matthew and he said, "Follow me." And in order for Matthew to follow Jesus, what did he have to do? He had to leave and follow Jesus, didn't he? He had to leave what he was doing. Of course, the Pharisees were very critical of him. And they said to Jesus' disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with these tax collectors, people like Matthew?" And when Jesus heard this, he said, "I eat with tax collectors and sinners, because those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Matthew was sick. And he needed to be healed. Jesus said, "Learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came to call the righteous, not to call the righteous, but sinners, to repentance." The joy of repentance. This is a joyful thing that Matthew was embraced by the love of God in Jesus Christ. It was God's mercy that brought him to faith and belief. But when he came to that faith, he came in repentance. Jesus didn't come to call sinners and tell them everything is fine, go ahead and continue in your way of life. He called them to the joy of the kingdom of God, where there's healing and where people are forgiven their sins and given the grace of the Holy Spirit to enjoy the kingdom in its glory. I think that's an appropriate word for today, because we live in a culture where everything that's sick seems to be embraced as normal. Strange. And then if anyone in the church or any Christian should say, "Now that's wrong, you're sick, I'm sick, we're all sick." Oh no, we can't say that. In fact, culture won't tolerate that kind of stuff. That which is evil has now become called good. And the good who calls people to repentance is called evil. Jesus, I guess, would be called evil today because he calls the sick to be healed. He calls sinners to repentance. Matthew didn't argue with Jesus and say, "I have to make a living, Lord. And this opportunity opened up for me. What am I supposed to do?" He said, "Lord, I see that I'm sick and I need your love." May God give us the grace to be merciful as Christ is merciful to us. But to have the courage to call sinners to repentance, not because we are not sinners, not because we're so righteous, but because we know the joy of new life in Christ. Matthew is an example of that, of how Christ came to him and called him to repentance. And Matthew responded, and he left all. He left that sinful way of life, and he followed Christ. May we also do that in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.